Once you get the fever for digging, you know, it's no boss, nature. You know, if you get half decent at it, you can make a reasonable amount of money. You're never going to be a corporate kind of money, but make enough to live on.
Approximately 2,000 people in Maine make a living digging for bloodworms. Werner the Wormer is this week's Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Here's Werner the Wormer, produced by Zach Barr at the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
You need very little to be a worm digger. You need a license from the state. You need some hip boots. You need a digging hoe and a bucket. And if you got a digging hoe, a bucket, and boots, and a license, you're all ready to go dig worms. My name is Werner Rohde. I've been digging worms now for about 30 years. I started in 1969. Bloodworms are used for bait. And so we're kind of part of the fishing industry. I think Maine produces or harvests something like 90% of the world's bloodworms. But people use them for fishing, for sport fishing. So this is the bay out here, and the sun's just arisen. The tide is on its way out right now, and over the next half hour, the mud will start to appear, and the tide will move out of the bay. Want to watch your step down through this path here. Time to go slopping across the mud. See all the footprints, and you can see the diggings and stuff. This is a huge mud flat.
Yeah, I'm going to start pretty soon raining through here.
Nice day, though. With each dig, I'm gonna look and see if I'm seeing any worms, which I'm not yet, so. But if I did, I'd pick, there's one right there. See that head? You can see it right here. It's just like a blood sucker. It's got four little stingers on it and sucks your blood, grapples right on it. It's just like a leech. And you see, they don't jump in your bucket. Come on, wormies.
It's like it's gonna be a long morning.
Did you see that worm there? You didn't see him at first, but I got him. And see, you know, I've been digging long enough. I see wormholes. You won't see a worm there, but I can see the hole that he had been in. So I know there's a worm there, even though you don't see it, which gives me an advantage here. Most worms I've ever dug in one tide is 3880. 3880. Yeah, but I only got 4 cents for them. You know, now they're 20 cents. I mean, if I got 3880 today, that'd be a pretty good tide.
It's not as fun as it might sound. But today's a beautiful day. But when the bugs come out, it ain't going to be as fun.
Sometime in the middle of the summer, it won't be fog, but it'll be a hot day. You'll see the sea smoke, what they call sea smoke, and it just puffs the sea smoke around. It's just amazing.
I mean, I got 3 degrees after high school, and I'm still out here making my primary living digging worms. You know,
once a worm digger, always a worm digger. Once you get the fever for digging, you know, it's no boss, nature. You know, if you get half decent at it, you can make a reasonable amount of money. You're never going to be a corporate kind of money, but make enough to live on.
His only boss is in his mind. Gets paid for what he finds. He digs worms.
I don't know if you saw that extra dig on me there. I saw that flash. Now see, I cut him. You know, maybe he'll live, maybe not, but I'm not going to try to sell a worm like that.
You can always hear more pieces like these at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.